Find out what's happening on the Voice America Talk Radio Network. Find out about new shows, featured guests, and what's up this week. Find us on Facebook by searching keyword Voice America.
The following program is being brought to you on the Seventh Wave Network. For more information about our network and to check our additional show hosts and topics of interest, please visit SeventhWaveNetwork.com. The Voice America Talk Radio Network is the worldwide leader in live internet talk radio. Visit voiceamerica.com. The views and ideas expressed on the following program are strictly those of the host or guests and do not necessarily reflect the views and ideas held by the Voice America Talk Radio Network, its staff, and management.
Class is now in session. Welcome to Spirituality 101 with your instructor, Reverend Norma. Come prepared with questions and comments and see through the lens of spirituality. And now, here's your host, Reverend Norma.
Well, welcome, welcome, welcome to Spirituality 101. It is Friday, the beginning of the weekend, and this is the time when we begin to wind down from our responsibilities there in the working world and turn our attention to doing those things that we enjoy doing in our weekend time, and to turn our attention to relaxation and perhaps ways in which we can enhance this spiritual journey called life. I want to welcome you and thank you for taking the time to tune in today and to join us, and we hope that we will offer you a food for thought and not a perspective on this thing called spirituality, because here at Spirituality 101, we are here to support your journey. We are not here to tell you the path that you should walk upon, but rather to support whatever that path may be that you have chosen as your means to connect to the higher levels of consciousness. At Spirituality 101, we bring you interviews from experts out there in spirituality. We expose you to what the journey has been for others like yourselves who are walking on a path, and the nuggets that they may have to share with us about what they have learned along the pathway. We also pride ourselves in bringing you resources that will help you and enhance the experience that you have on this spiritual journey called life. So all together, we are here to support, we are here to nurture, we are here to nudge you along the way, we are here to remind you of the glorious things that they are waiting for you as you arrive at various destinations upon the journey. And above all, we are here to help you to overcome any fear that you may have along this spiritual journey, particularly as we begin the process of engaging 2012. There is nothing to fear but fear itself, but rather everything to look forward to in this journey of opening up our consciousness, raising our vibrations, so that we can be in tune with these very new, wonderful, and powerful vibrations coming in that will bring our Earth into paradise. Today I have a guest. And I'm excited about this guest today for a number of reasons. And by the time the interview is over, you will agree with me that this is an exciting guest. His name is Steve Jarecki. He's a Yusei, and he will tell me later if I pronounce that right, Reiki master. He's a master teacher. He's a healer. He's a transformer. And guess what? He's a Spirituality 101 student. Steve is here today, and he will share with us treasures. We're looking for treasures and nuggets from his lifelong spiritual journey. And in talking with him, it seems to me that lifelong spiritual journey has given to him or endowed him with a very strong connection to the spirit world. And that's a little bit of what we want to learn from Steve today. It's an exciting opportunity to learn from a master teacher. And just a little bit of tidbit here, that he's married to his twin flame, Diane, and together they manage Wings of Change, which provides personal transformation without judgment. And we're certainly going to hear a little bit more about that. So please help me to welcome to the show Steve Jarecki. Are you there, Steve?
Yes, hello.
Hi.
How are you doing, Reverend Norma?
I am wonderful. How
awesome
are you?
Awesome to be with you.
From that very first email, remember that very first email I received? It's been a long ride, and it's been a journey, and it's been exciting, and really, really, really enjoying the opportunity to welcome it, Spirituality 101 student, to the show. So tell me, Steve, how long has this journey been, this path that you have been on to growing spirituality? When would you say it began?
Wow. I'd have to say 44 years ago.
Wow.
When I was born. and then some. But more relatively speaking, I'd say probably about 15 years ago, when I was experiencing somewhat of a crisis in my life. I was at a point where I had no direction. I was at a point where I was going through life, through the motions, so to speak. No direction, no hope, no joy, no happiness. I also at that time had no religion. And that kind of turned into a physical manifestation of disease.
That's a lot of no's, Steve. That's a lot of no's. No direction. Going through the motion in life, no direction, no hope, no religion. And then you say it manifested into physical manifestation into disease.
Yes.
So what turned you? Where did the road, where did the hope, where did you begin to see that hope?
Oh, wow. Well, I think it all started on my natural path as far as my health goes. I went to the doctors for stress and anxiety. And it, the doctor, when I had a chance to speak with him, a whole 30 seconds, he wanted to hand me drugs. Make me feel like me again. I tried those for a whole 2 days till I realized that they weren't going to work for me. And, you know, at that point on, you know, the way I looked at it, if God didn't make it, I didn't want it in my body.
Because it wasn't,
I'm not saying that some drugs for some people will help them and some people have to be on drugs, but I think it's, doctors are overpaid drug dealers that hand out drugs like candy.
I never saw that in any one of their resumes, but my goodness, you know.
I'm sorry if I insulted anybody.
No, I have a resistance to medication and doctors too, but that's an amazing way of putting it. So here you are, and you showed up at the doctor's office for anxiety and stress, and you were offered drugs, and 2 days later you were really clear. Seems to me like you already had some pathways clear, so that you could have recognized fact from fiction.
Yes, I was real in tune to how my body felt. I began to eat organic. I began to to eat, to live, not to live, to eat. I took You Are What You Eat to heart. I wanted to be a carrot. I didn't want to be a Susie Q, you know?
Ah.
I cut the sugars out. As far as medications, I looked everywhere for alternatives. I looked, fish oil, for instance. There's countless numbers of herbs. We were talking about lavender. Lavender is one of them for relaxation.
That's right. Wonderful.
I began to grow herbs in my garden just for my self-use. I would have to say the main thing that helped me was the long walks through the woods.
Get the body fit, the mind will follow, and the spirit will expand.
Yes. Long walks through the woods where you can connect with nature, where you can smell the smells, where you can see the sights, where you can just be, where everything's natural. Nature is a great healer. I remember I would go on a 2-mile hike to go to this particular tree to sit under it. It was an awful long hike. I was breathing heavy. My heart was racing to get there. And all those were natural. And I was still alive when I got there. And that's one of the symptoms of stress. Shallow breathing and a rapid heartbeat. And I find out that it's normal, too, when you exercise, which is great.
Yes.
So I would get to my tree 2 hours later, and I would sit under my tree and connect with it.
Mm-hmm. What did that feel like?
Energetically, it was very expansive. I became part of the whole, so to speak, instead of just being me or just being in this body and that's all I saw.
So you use trees, nature, to get back into your natural rhythm.
Yes.
To begin to turn around this recipe you were living of no direction, no hope, no religion, and a physical manifestation of disease. So what I'm hearing you say to us very strongly is turn to nature, use trees, get back into rhythm. Don't go away, folks. We'll be right back with Steve. This is Spirituality 101, and we'll be right back.
Your online community for positive change. Seventh Wave Network.
What's this? Milk. Low fat, no fat. They're milk too, and their names rhyme.
This man may sound odd.
Low fat, no fat.
But to his 3-year-old daughter helping him pick out food, he makes perfect sense.
Here's cheese with holes in it.
Learning starts long before school does, and children are naturally curious. Take simple moments like shopping and turn them into learning moments.
It's called Swiss.
Swiss has holes.
That's right. Oh, can you say Gorgonzola?
Gorgonzola.
Turn everyday moments into learning moments. Visit bornlearning.org. Brought to you by United Way and the Ad Council.
Let's sing that new song.
My music track, track, track from a modem jack, jack, jack plays MP3s, threes, threes, and I download fast, fast, fast. I read the bits, bits, bits on the microchips, chips, chips, and I burnt, burnt, burnt all my favorite hits, hits, hits.
By the 6th grade, many girls lose interest in technology, but parents can help keep them updated. Go to girlsgotech.org.
A public service announcement brought to you by Girl Scouts of USA and Ad Council.
This is Spirituality 101 with Reverend Norma. We encourage your participation in this course. Please call in toll-free at 1-866-472-5795. That's 1-866-472-5795. If you wish to provide written correspondence, please address your emails to myspirituality101@yahoo.com. Now, back to Spirituality 101.
Welcome back. This is Reverend Norma. And today we are speaking with Steve Jarecki, who, along with his wife, they manage Wings of Change, a place where you can experience personal transformation without judgment. And I really like the without judgment part. So, Steve, welcome back to the show. And I'd like to ask a question here. Love the way you introduced us to nature and nurture and getting back into rhythm and using that as an alternative to the choice of drugs. That was pretty powerful, and it's pretty natural. And you really reminded me very much, and I hope reminded my listeners, of the fact that spirituality is really simpler than we think. And it's kind of like locked. The root of our spirituality is so, so very locked in nature. And the place where we can find the divine, wouldn't you say?
Oh, yes. Yes, that's, we are nature's creatures.
Mm-hmm.
For me, it was a place. It was a place to go to just be me and to just be.
Mm-hmm.
I can remember just sitting out there under the tree, or you know, it could be a log or anywhere along the stream, just listening. Just listening to nature,
mm-hmm.
and to recognize that you know that exists.
I'm sorry.
When we're in a city and we're surrounded by concrete and steel, sometimes it's hard to recognize our connection to the earth, to all that is.
But nature did it for you and pulled you out of that loneliness, pulled you out and helped you to find yourself. So tell me, what is a... Did I pronounce this right? A Yusei Reiki Master?
Yasui Reiki Master.
Uh-huh. Tell me about that.
Oh, that just means that was somebody that was attuned to the Yasui system of Reiki Master Teacher. It does not mean that I am a master of anything. It does not mean, it does not give me the credentials to tell me that I'm a teacher either.
Mm-hmm.
It's just an attunement to a different level of Reiki energy that allows me to attune others to Reiki energy.
Ah.
However, if you do get involved in the Reiki, you do get to the point where you're attuned to be a Reiki master teacher. At that point, yes. The years have gone by. Much studying has been done. But that still doesn't mean that you're a master of anything. But I don't mind being called a teacher. A teacher is fine, but master, I don't know, master teacher, that means that you know, I don't know.
More than I do, that's what it means. Now, for those listeners who may be hearing about Reiki for the very first time, briefly tell us, what is Reiki?
Reiki is life force energy, spiritually guided. Okay. Life force energy, look at it, there's energy all around us. Our bodies are energy. Our spirits are energy. Our souls are energy. Reiki is the divine energy all around us that keeps us alive and helps us be healthy. When we have a lack of energy, when we have a lack of energy flow, from this source, we feel tired, we feel stressed, we get sick. When we have an abundance of this energy, we feel healthy, we feel more alive, more centered, more balanced.
How do we access it?
Well, to access Reiki, you need to be attuned to it. Or somebody that has been attuned to Reiki can give you a Reiki treatment. It's a form of hands-on healing.
Mm-hmm.
My grandmother is 88 years old.
Wow.
She's from the old school, but she loves Reiki.
Mm-hmm.
She calls me a faith healer. I love her. And you know, it's a form of relaxation. It relaxes you. When I put my hands on your body, you'll feel a sense of heat coming through my hands.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, my hands get really, really hot. So there's something there that you can touch and feel, and you know it's there. It's real. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
What I feel is I feel it streaming down through the top of my head, through the crown, into my heart. It goes into my heart, out through my heart, into my hands, into the recipient.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not using none of my energy. This is all energy from around us and around the universe, which is divinely guided. I do not have to think about where it goes, where to put it. It knows where to go.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. I can hear that. I can feel that. So, when did you start adding Reiki to this very natural rhythmic pattern that you created walking in nature?
Oh, wow. Probably at my lowest of lows. My spiritual path has been long, long and hard, and we're still working on it.
Mm-hmm.
But I was divorced, so I lost my wife and my two boys. I didn't see very often, so I had stress from that. The religious group I belonged to, I walked away from, so I had no support, no spiritual support from my religious group, so I was pretty much on my own.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm talking to my divinity, to all it is, asking for help and guidance, and which way should I go, what should I do, and they showed me Reiki.
Mm-hmm.
When I got the Reiki attunement for the first time, it's hard to explain. It's you feel centered, extremely centered, and there's this overwhelming sense of well-being. You feel alive. You feel like you're where you should be. You feel like you have the potential. You're healthy to do whatever your path desires you to do.
Mm-hmm.
You're grounded. This is all examples for me. And from the people I've talked to that have received Reiki or Reiki attunements, my wife included, they all share the same experience. If you want to get in touch or in tuned with divinity and to actually feel it,
mm-hmm.
'cause there's a lot of people out there that, they're spiritual. When you talk about feeling energy, they look at you like you're a zombie or something.
That's right. That's correct.
This is actually tangible. You can actually feel it. And when I'm given a healing, I actually get a healing myself, too.
Mm-hmm. It's a two-way flow.
Yes. So not only can I feel it and touch it and know it's there, but I'm also getting healed as I'm healing somebody else, which what could be better?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And that's the best way to do healing, you know, when it's not just a one-way receiving, but rather a giving and a receiving. Then it's a whole lot more wholesome.
Yes. Yes, and so me and my wife, we both do it to each other often and a lot, which is pretty awesome.
Mm-hmm.
When we give each other a hug, it's a Reiki hug.
Mm-hmm.
To be able to feel that energy and that energy around us. When I first met my wife, the energy I felt around her was incredible. when we had a hug right before we left. And I felt this heat, really hot heat building up down below my belly button around my solar plexus chakra and sacral chakra. That's around your stomach area. That's where your soul or spirit resides, some people say. And I felt that heat and that connection between the two of us. It was like we were bonded. We were joined there while we were hugging.
Mm-hmm.
And when she pulled away to leave, I could feel it stretch. And I could feel we're still connected and it stretched, and I felt it snap away after a few feet.
Mm-hmm.
It was almost like, oh, come back.
Mm-hmm.
It was like finding a part of me that was lost.
Mm-hmm. So what I'm hearing here is first, and that, see, we're trying to chart the journey because I feel you're so spiritually connected. So I'm trying to chart the journey for you. Were at a point of despair. So often our spiritual journey begins when we're in despair or we're at some kind of crisis point in our life. So sometimes I say to people, as the crisis appears, don't give thanks, because often that is the place where this very deep journey. And I'm hearing that with disconnected from everything around you, you turn to nature. And from nature, in asking in the silence, you were guided to a means that would help you to feel energy rather than just read about it or talk about it.
Yes.
And so you got involved with Reiki, and that brought to you a means. It was a resource then that allowed you to feel, very tangibly feel, what this thing called spirit is.
Right.
And so I am hearing here that you've met your twin flame, and that's very, very exciting. The fact that I addressed twin flames on the show once, but I don't know how many people are aware that it takes 3,000 years in travel that allows twin flames to meet on the planet at the same time, in the same moment, and have the same journey, because generally one is above and one is below. And what I'm hearing here is that whole experience of being able to feel energy helped you to recognize when you met her that there was this energy between you, because you had already had the experience of feeling what energy, the connection of energy was. Would you say?
Yes. Well, now that you mention it and put it that way, yes. Yes.
Because so often sometimes we run into soulmates or we run into twin flames, and because we're so preoccupied with the world, and we've not really allowed ourselves to become absolutely open to nature and to divinity, that sometimes the window is open and it's lost. And for many people, even when the window gets opened and there is a recognition of some sort, if the ability, the sensitivity to feeling has not been aroused as strongly as it should be, we miss the moment. And what I'm hearing here is that Reiki allowed you that opportunity to feel the energy and therefore not miss the moment. What has the journey been like?
Wow. Yes. Well, before that, I was experiencing energy as well. I just wasn't able to. I just wasn't handling it as well.
Mm-hmm.
I could when I picked out, when I go to the store and pick out flowers or something for the garden, I will hold my hand out and see which flower feels more energetic.
Mm-hmm.
I've did that for many years, and I would pick out the one that felt right to me. I would do the same thing at the grocery stores.
Mm-hmm.
Which food do I want to choose? You just don't go in and pick something out. It could be dead energetically.
Mm-hmm. So your journey, I'm hearing here, has been a very energetic one.
Yes, I'm an electrician too, so that makes sense.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. The ability to feel energy. Sometimes we start off with reading, and then the mind gets expanded, and then there's the need to take it from the mind into this energetic place where we can feel, and from feeling, we come to know. And when we come to know, we can be very comfortable with the energy. Don't go away, Steve. Listeners, don't go away. We'll be right back. This is Spirituality 101.
Be extraordinary. Seventh Wave Network.
Reprogram Your Life specializes in the design and implementation of life-changing spiritual experiences. Let us help you to expand your consciousness, grow wisdom, or foster realignment of body, mind, and spirit. Whether it's individualized instruction or a group encounter, we are here to tailor the event to suit your needs. Go to www.reprogramyourlife.net or call us at 301-920-2291. That's reprogramyourlife.net or call 301-920-2291. Reprogram Your Life. Pioneers in motivation and rehabilitation.
The results indicate your child has neuroblastoma.
There's evidence of metastasis.
We need to schedule a bone marrow.
We'll need to perform a surgical biopsy.
MIBG scan.
After you hear your child has cancer, chances are you don't hear anything else. CureSearch.org connects you to the most comprehensive research and advice on childhood cancer and to other families who know exactly what you're going through. CureSearch.org. You're not as alone as you feel. Brought to you by CureSearch and the Ad Council.
Just what is SkillsUSA?
SkillsUSA specifically prepares you for the workforce.
SkillsUSA empowers students to connect with a network of people. SkillsUSA allows students to connect with business and industry, to manage their education, and to really get a feel of the real world.
SkillsUSA.
Find out more on the web at skillsusa.org.
The new home for visionary positive change. Seventh Wave Network.
This is Spirituality 101 with Reverend Norma. We encourage your participation in this course. Please call in toll-free at 1-866-472-5795. That's 1-866-472-5795. If you wish to provide written correspondence, please address your emails to myspirituality101@yahoo.com. Now, back to Spirituality 101.
Welcome back. This is Reverend Norma, and our guest today, Steve Jarecki, is talking to us and giving us some nuggets from his own lifelong spiritual journey and sharing with us this strong connection to spirit. Steve, something just occurred to me. For many of us, when we step on the journey, meditation, of course, becomes very critical. And so for most of us, we step into a classroom so that we can learn and master the art of meditation. However, in listening to you, what I'm hearing quite clearly is you kind of did it very naturally. You went to long walks and spending time in nature and being quiet and being by the river, and it seemed to me like you perfected your art of meditation in that process, would you say?
Yes, I had no teachers. I had no guidance. I had nothing to go by, just feeling and what felt good to me and what felt right to me.
Mm-hmm. And so it seemed to me like you mastered the art of meditation enough to get the stuff out of the way so that you can feel. Now, you and Diane, you direct something called Wings of Change. And we will send our listeners to www.wingsochange.com. where they will get more insight into the work that you two do on the planet. But what jumps out at me is that Wings of Change provides the opportunity for personal transformation without judgment. And it's the last sentence, the last two words that absolutely captured my imagination. Talk to us about it. Talk to me about judgment. What is the role of judgment or lack of it play in spiritual growth?
Everything. It's the right to make your own choices. It's the right to make mistakes. It's your right to find your own path. It's your right not to have somebody tell you what to do, especially spiritually. I tell my sons all the time that don't let nobody tell you what religion or what spiritual path you want to go on. When you find it, when you decide to find it. Just make sure that you don't let nobody make you do it or tell you that you have to do it for some reason other than it. There's a difference between wanting to do something and for somebody making you do something.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And as far as the judgment goes, that's to be, it's to be free. It's to be free of judges. It's to be free of somebody telling you you did something wrong, because everybody has a right to make their own mistakes.
Mm-hmm.
Now, we all make them. We're only human, and so it seems pretty obvious that that would stand in front of any spiritual path. I remember as a child, the only time I went to church was funerals.
Funerals?
Funerals.
Not even weddings.
I went to weddings, too. So that was it. And so church was scary. It was cold. It was dark. And then it was boring for the long marriages. But for instance, the other day we're driving down the road and I want to stop at a church. I want to go into church and I want to connect with Jesus.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm with my wife. And this is just a whim. I'm driving. I tell her, okay, we're pulling in here because I want to go in and talk to Jesus. And she says, no. Look at the way you're dressed. I had a hole in my pants. I had paint stains on my shirt. And Reverend Norma, how I was dressed was the last thing I was thinking. But
I can imagine.
Spiritually.
Mm-hmm.
And then as soon as you walk in, it seems like you're surrounded by judgment. I mean, how are you dressed? How do you look? What are you driving? How much money are you giving?
Mm-hmm.
So it's just when you're on a spiritual path, you just be, and you should be let to be who you are, to go where you're going. For instance, I've been Christian, I've been Buddhist, I've been Native American, I've been Wicca. I'm leaning towards Christianity again, but I would have to call myself now a spiritual independent.
Ooh, I think I would like to say, just another perspective, take the independent out. You're just spiritual.
Yes.
And what does that mean to you?
That means that we all have the right to choose our own path without judgment.
Mm-hmm.
When we have to learn from our own mistakes. No, you could buy the best teacher in the world. You could go to the best colleges, but we learn from our mistakes. We learn from our examples. We learn by doing. It helps to have somebody that's done there and been there and done that. It's something that you can't be given. You have to earn it. You have to do it yourself.
Oh, say that again. That is so powerful, Steve. You have discovered on this journey that it is something that cannot be?
You have to earn it. You have to work for it. You have to want it. You have to be it. You have to live it every day. And for me, once I started this spiritual journey, I did live it every day, and I wanted to live it every day, and it became who I was.
Mm.
And during that process, it was, what do I do with this? Where do I go? What do I want to do? And the choice was, we want to help people heal. We want to help other people.
Mm-hmm.
What could be more... spiritual and what could be more joyful and loving than to help somebody. So not only me, but my wife Diane chose to help people heal. Started through Reiki. We moved on to starting Wings of Change, which is a little bit more than Reiki. It's Reiki for humans and animals. Everybody gets some. Animals have stress and anxiety, too. Especially we work with shelter animals.
Mm-hmm.
We help them get adopted.
Wonderful.
We also work with singing bowls.
Mm-hmm.
Singing bowl therapy.
Yeah.
Where singing bowls are attuned to our different chakras, different notes, different musical notes for each chakra.
Mm-hmm.
It's my belief that we are all vibrational beings. We're vibrating in a certain vibration. If we're vibrating real slow, I have a feeling that we're in a more darker, negative place. And if our vibration is higher, I believe we're closer to divinity and we're closer to well-being.
Mm-hmm.
And singing bowls along with Reiki can bring you to that higher vibration.
Okay. Would you say then that you find sound to be a powerful cleanser?
Yes. Yes. When I started cleansing and clearing my house or my sacred space, you can use your hands and clap.
Mm-hmm.
Clap in the corner of the walls to get that'll chase away negativity.
Japanese know that very well, don't they?
Yes.
Yes, sound is a powerful clearer of space and of energy. But I'm hearing that your journey has been so much of an energetic one, and that the opening up has allowed you to really be attuned and aligned with energy. And it's wonderful to hear you say that you and Diane work not only on clearing the human energy space, but also working with animals.
Yes.
That is wonderful because our paths are very much aligned and tied together. And in so many ways, we're not as conscious, I think, or aware that there is this alignment. And therefore, animals live with humans, and therefore, because of that alignment and attunement, they pick up the same levels of stress, etc., that we're carrying. Therefore, we have a responsibility to also help them to release it. That's wonderful to hear that you do such powerful work in that field. What is one thing that you would like to share with my listeners that you and Diane have learned on this journey? Let's say perhaps two things that you absolutely have come to know that you know that you know that you know as a result of the spiritual journey.
Wow. I would have to say that the first most important thing is that the more we know and the more we learn, the more we need to learn and the more we know we need to learn more.
Mm-hmm.
There's no place to reach. It's a never-ending journey. That it takes us higher and higher to where we need to go.
Mm-hmm.
There might have been a start, but there's really no finish, at least on a physical plane.
Okay, there's no finish line on the spiritual plane. While we walk this earth.
Yeah. So.
That's deep, Steve. So simple, but so deep. Don't go away, folks. We'll be right back. Spirituality 101.
Taking you to the threshold of a dream and beyond. Seventh Wave Network.
Reprogram Your Life specializes in the design and implementation of life-changing spiritual experiences. Let us help you to expand your consciousness, grow wisdom, or foster realignment of body, mind, and spirit. Whether it's individualized instruction or a group encounter, we are here to tailor the event to suit your needs. Go to www.reprogramyourlife.net or call us at 301-920-2291. That's reprogramyourlife.net or call 301-920-2291. Reprogram Your Life, pioneers in motivation and rehabilitation.
Mom, my tooth fell out.
The coach says I can play shortstop.
I get to be a deciduous tree.
You live for the first in your child's life. But how do you cope with the firsts that come after your child is diagnosed with cancer? CureSearch.org connects you to the doctors and scientists whose collaborative research has turned childhood cancer from a nearly incurable disease to one with an overall cure rate of 78%. CureSearch.org. You're not as alone as you feel. Brought to you by CureSearch and the Ad Council.
Mom?
Dad?
How long should I wait for you?
Mom?
If I'm at soccer practice.
What if something happens? Will you come get me?
There's no reason not to have a plan in case of a terrorist attack.
Mom, if you're not home,
should we go to the neighbor's house?
And some extremely good reasons why you should.
Can you tell me?
Everybody should have a plan. Take 5 minutes to talk about where you'll meet and how you'll get in touch with each other in an emergency. For other things you can do to be prepared, visit www.ready.gov. A public service announcement brought to you by the U.S. Department of Homeland Security and the Ad Council.
The new home for visionary positive change. Seventh Wave Network.
This is Spirituality 101 with Reverend Norma. We encourage your participation in this course. Please call in toll-free at 1-866-472-5795. That's 1-866-472-5795. If you wish to provide written correspondence, please address your emails to myspirituality101@yahoo.com. Now, back to Spirituality 101.
Welcome back. This is Reverend Norma. I'm speaking with Steve Jarecki, and we're having this wonderful, peaceful conversation about this thing called the spiritual journey and the spiritual life. Steve, I want to take you to something. I mean, just a phenomenal statement you made just before we went to closing, just in case some of my listeners may have missed it. And in response to my question of what is the one thing that you'd like to give out that you've learned, that you've come to know on your journey, and you said, there is definitely a starting point when we begin on this journey. And as what you've come to know, you and Diane, is the more you know, is the more you need to learn. And I'm laughing with that because that is so true. There's no such thing that I've become the master and therefore there's nothing more to learn. And I like the way you said, it's a never-ending journey and there is no finish line while we're here. And I want to thank you for that.
You're welcome.
Because that's very simple, and it allows us to kind of understand that it's an engaging process. You see, I happen to believe that we start off on a path, and then we become the path. Life becomes a living statement of the path. We no longer have to talk about the path we're on. People can see it. And that's very much aligned to this. There is no finish line. And then after a while, the journey continues and we're learning more and more as we go along. But I'd like to ask you now, how does all that you have learned on this spiritual journey, and of course it's only an hour here today, and you're giving it to us very simply. You're helping my listeners to understand that this thing called spirituality is simpler and softer and gentle and beautiful than we think. And I thank you for that, because I think you say it better than I ever can. So tell me about Wings of Change.
Wings of Change is a beautiful website and a beautiful business me and my twin flame wife have started together. Like I said, when we were in the middle of both of our journeys, we both had a strong desire and a want to help and to other people and to help other people heal and to just shine our light not that our light is any brighter than anybody else's, but to help. What could be better than to walk on this planet to help it grow, to help other people grow, to help us learn, to help us heal. You know, and most of all, to get to the point where do we love each other. I'm a redneck Republican guy that shoots, that hunts deer in the wintertime, and I'm not. I'm an average Joe. I work in a steel mill, and when I started this spiritual journey, I felt. I felt kind of out of place with who I was or where I was coming from, and it was hard for me to try to hold on to who I was and to learn and to grow to become somebody else. Mm-hmm. How could I stay who I am and still go on a spiritual journey of growth? So it was really easy for me. I would have to say that the easiest and the most important thing that actually helped me on my journey was walking in nature.
Mm-hmm. Wonderful. And so Wings of Change sprang out of your need and your desire to help others. How does helping others fit in with your own journey?
Helping others is beautiful. To help somebody see that they're going to be okay, to help somebody feel better, that just to talk to somebody, to let them know that we've been there, we've done that, and we've got through it.
Uh-huh.
And there's examples of that all over the place. And to do it while you're on a spiritual journey is a hundredfold.
Uh-huh.
A hundredfold times stronger, more beneficial to you than just going to a doctor's office and taking a pill. So,
in other words, strong spiritual medicine is rooted in doing it. Is that what I'm hearing?
Yes, it's in action, in being. It's living and being who you are, and living in the moment.
Mm-hmm. It's rooted in living, in doing it, and being exactly who you are at the core. Please tell my listeners how they can get in touch with you guys. I know, for example, that I would really like to speak with your wife, Diane, on this show about aromatherapy, which is a phenomenal way of helping us to clear and to get in touch with energy, and that will be another session and another show. And I know that you guys are involved with helping people to understand that and working with various scents, etc., doing a lot of Reiki work. But tell my listeners how they can get in touch with you and what it is exactly that you do at Wings of Change.
Well, the easiest way to get in touch with us is www.wingsochange.com.
Mm-hmm.
That'll lead you to me and Diane's wonderful website.
Mm-hmm. And I know also that there's a whole section on aromatherapy.
Yes. We offer essential oils. They are the most alive and most vibrant and the most healing and wonderful essential oils you will ever find. We offer workshops and classes. We offer healing shares where people can get together and heal. We offer aura reading workshops, healing
mm-hmm.
circles, law of attraction workshops, and source connection techniques classes.
Wow, it's quite a diverse quite the diversity. Well, Steve, we're out of time. You have to promise me to come back on the show.
Oh, I hope so. Yeah.
Thank you so much for this wonderful, practical information. And let me just quickly run through it. You've given us the notion that journey can begin simply with getting back into rhythm, getting into nature, as that you flow. You, by doing that, you flow with the divine energy, and you learn a lot. You're asking us to let go of judgment. Reminder, there's a start, never-ending journey that has no finish line. And the most powerful thing you can do in spirituality is to do it. Thank you so much. Thank you, listeners, for joining us. Until next week, God bless.
Class is dismissed. Until next week, make sure you're on time to join Reverend Norma every Friday at noon Pacific Time, 3 p.m. Eastern Time for another session of Spirituality 101. We'll see you then on Seventh Wave Network.